Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. It's a me, Cole Stratton, momentarily doing a crap Super Mario impression, or Mario if you're from the East Coast. Kevin is stuck reading every volume of Garfield, so we'll soldier on without him. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, say hello to that guy who takes out a guitar at every party, even though no one wants him to, Joey Greer. Joey, what bullshit song will you play as everyone else tries to socialize?
It's actually an original. It's called Streamline, but it's off of Wonderland from Oasis. So it's their melody, their lyrics, but it's my song.
I'd ask to hear some, but I don't want to. Next up, he left his carny life to pursue improvised podcasting, Craig Kukowski. Craig, what do you miss most about the Big Top?
Well, I miss having all my fingers.
That's fair.
Did you lose them in podcasting?
Yeah, I had them all when I left the carny life. And then Pollock's taking two of my thumbs.
Jesus, dude.
Two of my thumbs.
You owe him. Fuck, it's all of them.
He's the only one that MC Hammer would allow to touch this. Chris Alvarado. Chris, have you ever owned parachute pants, and why aren't you wearing some right now?
I have. They're not in fashion currently.
That all makes sense.
Yep.
And finally, this guy knows a thing or two about soup, James Heaney. Heaney, do you go New England or Manhattan when faced with the chowder choice?
Oh, my God. Obviously, it's the New England. I want the cream-based thing. I like potato soup. I like leek soup. I like clam chowder with a cream-based.
I kind of figured I was hitting the nail on the head there with the soup thing in you.
Yeah. I mean, who wants clam chowder with ketchup? That's the other option.
How many oyster crackers?
enough to make it thick like a stew or thick like a paste, like a lot. A porridge. Yeah, actually, that is the exact consistency I'm looking for.
I got you, dude.
You know, true soup connoisseurs don't ever use oyster crackers.
That's right. That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Soup knobs.
I didn't know that.
Shit.
Shit.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Well, before we get started with our first scene, we'd like to invite you to become a VIP member to our new Patreon page. Bonus episodes not available to non-members. There's a phone number just for VIPs where you can leave a message, be it a question, a request, or whatever, and we'll reply at our new regular video Q&As with the Alchemist at Kevin's Place, which are only available to VIPs. All kinds of cool shit, so please join our super core fans by going to patreon.com/alchemythis. That's patreon.com/alchemythis. All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listeners' emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. You can only send one email. You don't have to do it in stereo. Scene number one. Hey, Alchemists. My name is Chris McCollum, and I'm from Detroit, Michigan. Hey, shout out to Michigan.
Detroit.
I'm from Alchemist. There you go. Found the show during a commercial break from How Stuff Works. I show all my friends the show, specifically the crime scene at Turla's Diner. My scene suggestion, a group of inmates are going to attempt to break out of prison. Maybe a guard is in on it. Maybe they share what landed them in the big house. Do what you want. I'm sure it'll be comedy gold regardless. Thanks, Alchemist. Chris McCollum, James Heaney's number one fan.
Oh, damn, Chris. Damn.
I don't. I think I'm out. It feels weird. It doesn't feel right. There's a vibe in the...
Now what the hell am I going to do with this hole we dug?
Well, you guys can go. I think I'm just going to hang back.
Bullshit. If you hang back, you're going to fucking snitch on us, dude.
I'm not a snitch.
You're a goddamn snitch.
Hey, we cut his tongue out if you leave.
All right. Okay, wait. Hold on. You guys just go and I can maybe throw them off your scent.
This is a four-man plan. You're out. We're going to have to make it a three-man plan.
And I don't like changing plans.
I know you don't. I'll be honest, I don't like you as people.
I don't give a fuck. We're trying to get the fuck out of here. This isn't a friend's
group. Yeah, but part of the plan is going out to that cabin out in the woods and laying low for a while. And frankly, the conversation will be boring.
Look, we're gonna spend 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks tops.
Hold on a second. Conversation is boring. What are you talking about?
I just mean like we get it. You know a lot about like the almanac and stuff. So what?
So you think that's boring? Information is boring.
That information.
It's all information.
He knows so much about the almanac.
It's insane. I know where it was printed, how it was printed, who printed it.
So now so do I.
Yeah, great. And now you're better for it.
I mean, that may be the case, but 2 to 3 weeks
hold
in that
on a
cabin.
Hold on a second. Okay, then you start a conversation.
All right, no problem. Okay.
Hey, look at this.
Well, it's hard this way.
Oh, wow. It's hard this way.
You know what? Watch this. What page is the World Series winners on?
214.
Oh, man. Right there.
That really gets you?
He knows so much about the almanac.
I know where it was printed, how it was printed, who printed it.
Also, I'm just saying, like, our crimes that got us here to begin with, like, kind of separate us. You three are violent criminals.
Allegedly.
You always say that after that. Why do you always say that?
Because I'm innocent.
Prisoners, prepare for cell check. Cell check's coming down.
Give me that rope.
Here's the rope. I'm going to put it in my butt.
All the way, I can see it.
Here he comes.
All right there, convicts against the wall, hands up there.
Hey, just four guys in one cell, it's nothing.
We know the drill.
It's four guys in one cell just hanging out.
Hey, we got space limitation, budget cutbacks. It's not my fault. Don't look at me like that, convict.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if we got any contraband in here.
How's your wife doing, McCluskey?
Yeah, McCluskey, how's your wife doing?
She's doing rather well. Thanks for asking.
Good.
She's recovered from that fall.
Okay, that's good.
That's good.
Yeah, because you can get an infection, you know, like lying in bed for that long.
That's right. She's up. We're doing some general rehab on her knees. So it's good. Thanks for asking.
Okay,
I appreciate
that's good.
That.
Hey, McCluskey, just a hypothetical as you're searching us and touching us, and I'll cough there for you.
That's right.
Like, what's the protocol if, like... I don't know, like...
Watch yourself.
Shut the fuck up.
No, like, what... Like, would you...
What's the protocol of making friends?
Yeah, what's the protocol of making friends?
What's protocol for making friends?
Well, you know, there's no protocol for making friends. There's protocol for making enemies around here. You know that.
Yeah, that's
I guess what I'm saying is, McCluskey, you're friendly. I mean, frankly, you feel like you're one of us. I mean, you treat us with respect, and we appreciate that, right, fellas?
Absolutely, yeah. And when I hear about your wife taking a fall and recovering, it warms my heart. My wife never recovered from her fall.
Yeah, big infection.
Oh, big infection.
Yeah, but you murdered your wife.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Allegedly. I guess what I'm asking is, McCluskey, are you fulfilled with this job?
Huh. You know, I never really thought about that. You know, I do. I come down here, try to do the best, to try to make this a nice environment for all of us, you know? Because why make it unpleasant?
No, right,
No. You know, but, you know, when I think about it, you know, I had aspirations for other things before I got into rehabilitation.
Like, come on, go on, McCluskey.
Well, you know, I was writing this one-man show I wanted to take to Broadway.
Oh, really?
You know what I bet would help with the writing process is some seclusion. You know, being away from it all.
What is he doing?
What the fuck are you doing?
What, you mean like work out the kinks of it in solitary or
something? Yeah. Well, yeah, something or just, you know, not without the clutter of like, you know, your hurt wife and stuff. I'm sure that's taken away from the creative process. I'm going to say it, guys.
What?
What?
We're getting out of here today.
What the fuck?
Wait, just wait. We can trust him.
What the fuck?
We can trust him.
He is a good guy.
You're a good guy,
McCluskey.
Come with us.
When you say getting out of here, what are you doing?
We're going to spend 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks tops. You know that cabin that's just outside of the prison yard?
We all see it. It's clear to see.
Actually, you can see it right there.
Right there.
Yeah, yeah, I see the cabin. We know the cabin.
Yeah.
You guys, it's nice. It's furnished.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know this.
Oh, furnished. Wow. Well,
Jones has a rope up his butt right now.
What are you doing?
He's a good guy.
There it is.
Oh, wow. This has got a lot of girth to it. How'd you get it up there?
Yeah, I sucked it in.
Okay, then.
Look, what I'm trying to ask you personally is, will you come with us? Because I don't want to go with just these guys.
I'm the warden.
You might want to just keep it down a little bit. A lot of these prisoners don't really like you, honestly.
They don't want to like them. I'm the warden.
I know, but you are.
Let's do something. Let's give cookies and milk to all the inmates and then take them away right before they eat and drink it.
You're antagonizing the prisoners, warden.
What are they going to do? They're in cages. I'm the warden.
Listen, these are still human beings. Some of these people...
Do you work for me?
Of course I work for you.
Then you need to shut the fuck up, okay?
Okay.
Number two, no shoes on the carpet. How many times are we going to tell you this?
I mean,
I'm the warden!
Warden, you have a 10 a.m. inspection of the cells to...
Ooh, 10 a.m. inspection! Ooh, 10 a.m. inspection!
Okay, do you have to sing everything?
Let's push it, huh? Let's push it.
Okay, you really have to do the inspection of the cells.
Oh, do I?
At some point. We're four to a cell right now. It's getting a little out of hand.
What if there's a fire?
Look, the warden's going to be here any minute. You know, I don't like that guy either. Just because he played Tony one time in West Side Story.
Allegedly.
I've never seen the tape. I haven't even seen a playbill for it. But he talks about it all the time. And he says, you know, you should have gone to Broadway, McCluskey. But no, you're just the help. He calls me the help.
You're not the help. You're more than that.
You know?
McCluskey, is your one-man show characters or autobiographical?
Oh, it's both things.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. I play all the different characters from my life. So it's autobiographical, but it's a tour de force. It is a tour de force!
I believe it. So what do you say?
I don't know. I feel like just to stick one over on him, I kind of want to help you guys get out of here.
What's the name of the guy who was in...
Oh, boy, here we go.
Bill something
if
or something like
almanac,
that.
If it's not Almanac, he doesn't
and
know.
And he was in the, God damn it, he did the
You're
movie.
Talking about William Shakespeare?
No. Irwin?
No,
Bill Clinton.
No, he hosted the Oscars like a whole bunch of times.
Bill Burr?
Billy Crystal?
Billy Crystal. Oh. He did a one-man show. Did you see it?
Yeah, 700 Sundays about baseball.
No, not that one.
That wasn't when we were in blackface, right?
No.
That was a mistake.
Martin, I really think you need to take this a little more seriously.
Am I not? Hey, you shut up.
Listen,
do you work for me?
I do.
Then you need to understand that I take things seriously.
It's just,
from the top. One, two, three. If you know that, you let me sing first. Warden.
Warden, the guards are complaining that you're not paying them overtime and you're making them work 100 hours a week. It's inhumane.
Is it?
Well
maybe if they stepped it up, they'd get a position on the cast.
Warden, ever since Jeffrey Epstein, we've been having a lot of eyes on us, okay? And you need to take this seriously because people are getting in trouble, Warden.
snap out
Jeffrey Epstein killed himself.
Listen, you know that that's allegedly. Not true. You know that that's not true.
I know that. I know that we did it.
Yeah, well, look, if you don't want to come with us, at least don't tell on us. I don't know.
Jesus, man. Did you think this? I hate when you change the plans.
Look, I can
change the plans.
Here's the thing. I can just leave so I could meet you guys there. But the main thing is that I should find a way to do diversion to cover for you. Maybe I can get the warden down here and make him watch my one-man show.
Oh, we appreciate it, McCluskey. That's
but I don't know. Like, I don't want you to be with us.
Jesus, man. He's trying to fucking help us out, man. What the fuck?
I think I'm out. I'm out.
What do you mean? It's a four-man plan.
I'll just tell the warden.
Oh, my God. Cut his fucking tongue out.
All right. Okay.
Jeff would have been in.
Jeff would have been in.
R.I.P.
Now, he's a friend. Be a Jeff.
All right. All right. You're right. I'll do it for Jeff.
Billy Crystal. Did we say that already?
Yes.
All right.
So tell you what, you guys sneak out your tunnel here. He's going to come down to the cell momentarily, and I will be here, and I will keep him busy. All right?
Hey, break legs.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
break legs,
that.
Everyone.
All right, so this is the first cell. That's the second cell. And that's the third cell. And that's the fourth cell.
Okay, you have to look a little more than that.
You haven't even looked inside at all.
Why do I have to do this? I know what it looks like. I've seen pictures of cells.
It's maintaining, like, if you don't look, then they will think that no one's going to look. And it keeps everybody honest if you look at every cell.
If I just have to look at everyone's cell, that's the only way to check this off. I have to look in everyone's cell.
It keeps everyone more honest.
And now we're in cell block 8. This is Officer McCluskey who's in charge of this block.
Oh, I know him.
Hello, Warden.
Hello. Gentlemen, I think we were just talking about my Broadway show. Do you remember that?
It's a really good show.
Oh, yes. Here's that playbill that you had me print up.
Thank you. Look at this, Officer McCluskey. A playbill of my Broadway show.
That's terrific. Why don't you look at the playbill I carved into the wall over here in my solo show that I'm about to show you select scenes from.
Oh, my God. And it actually unfolds. Oh, my God. This is detailed. Well, let's see, McCluskey.
All right, here we go. Turn off your cell phones, please. Don't have them going off during the production.
Guys,
get a signal in here
guys,
anyway.
Yeah. Before we go down the hole, the tunnel, I mean.
What do you mean? We're already down. You get the fuck down here.
I kind of want to watch this.
No, you get the fuck down here.
We should support McCluskey.
We'll support him by doing the damn thing because he's doing it.
It's hard to get butts in seats. You know that.
It's a diversion. He's got 1,500 guys have to watch him in a cell. He's fine.
Okay.
He's fine.
Right. That's good.
There's forced audience, for Christ's sake.
I wish him the best of luck. You know what I mean?
Me too. Come on, let's go.
I just feel like the warden's a tough laugh. Sometimes you need
to get the last laugh.
You two stupid idiots. Do not go up there and watch it. We're in the hole. We're escaping.
What is the name of that movie?
Avatar.
No. It's with...
Willow.
No.
Splash.
No.
Tootsie.
No.
More words?
Yonkers, 1963. Boy, oh boy, I sure love to play T-ball with all my friends. Stickball, as we called it out there on the street. Pitch it in, Willie, pitch it in. I would shout, and Willie would stare me down. He'd toss in that ball. It's a home run over the subway. Oh, man. But my father, he was hard. I don't like everything you up to, McCluskey. He called me McCluskey, even though we all had the last name McCluskey. I mean, what is that?
Can I get a popcorn and a Coke? I had to leave in the first act. It just wasn't hitting.
We just have prison food here.
Yeah, well, let me get some popcorn. Make it. Just theaters change, you know what I mean? I'll go back for the second act. It's going to be intermission. I'll just kind of mingle in with everybody. No one will even know I left.
This corn's unpopped, but...
Well, then pop it.
It came from a can. I don't think you can
pop it. All right, put him in solitary. Put him in solitary.
What? Don't take
put
him in solitary. Why?
He's not a prisoner.
I don't give a damn, all right? Oh, my God. You know, McCluskey going out there doing a one-man show just pisses me off. You know, it's like I'm the warden. I was on Broadway. Huh?
Hey, that was a great first act.
Thanks.
The house is really loving it. You might have noticed there was an empty seat. The warden, he had to use the restroom.
3 minutes.
Thank you, three. Wait, he had to use in the middle of my show?
Well, it was probably an emergency, but he's coming back. So bring it home.
Oh, I sure will.
Okay.
Goddamn right I will.
I don't want to sound.
And then why don't we have an open bar? Why is that not a thing?
Well, because the prisoners are not supposed to be drinking, sir.
Oh, but I can't have a drink?
You can have a drink in your office.
Then let's have an open bar down here, for God's sakes.
I don't have any
Well, then get some alcohol. Here's $30. Go get some alcohol. Come back.
I mean, the prisoners have probably made some moonshine or something.
Well, like then that. Get that. I don't pay them $30. Why do I have to think of everything?
I wouldn't drink it, sir.
Oh, why not? Do you think I'm a little bitch boy? I'll
flashing
drink
lights,
that.
Flashing lights, flashing lights, flashing lights, flashing lights.
Oh, it looks
lights,
like second act starting.
Flashing lights, flashing lights. Flashing lights, flashing
well, lights. I'll take my seat and I'll expect a drink.
It was that night that my father was killed by Mickey Mantle.
Bullshit.
I'm sorry, bullshit? I'm sorry. Oh, wait, what? You're heckling my show, Warden? Really, Warden?
I don't know who said that.
Yeah, you said it. And I'm going to say this. You would make a lousy Tony.
Oh, come on.
You would make a terrible Tony.
I was Tony.
You were not Tony.
Oh, I was.
That's right. We have this playbill that shows that you clearly
were played there it is.
Tony
look, look.
In West Side Story.
No, look, you crossed out your role of Baby John, and you wrote in Tony.
Same thing. Baby John grows up to be Tony. We all
no,
know
this. No, he does not. He's Tony's friend. He has like four lines.
Baby John's one of the lesser Jets.
Thank you. Yes, yes. Now listen, if you think that you can...
I'm not supporting you.
What? What is happening to mutiny? What is happening?
That's right. Inmates, rise up!
Oh, when no, you're a jet, you're a jet. All the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day.
I don't know the words. Hold on.
He didn't play Tony.
No, wait. I'm the warden.
Sing Maria.
Maria.
That's the Santana version.
You remind me of the West Side Story.
Wow, this cabin is nice.
Yeah.
I hope McCluskey's doing okay out there.
All right, let's hear it. Let's start a conversation.
Well, we just got here.
Well, I know that we got time. Let's start a conversation.
Did you know that the almanac,
Jesus, man.
The first almanac had geez. Chapters?
And yeah, that's our first scene.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Tired of restless nights?
Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Scene number two. Hello, alchemists. My name is Joseph. I'm a recent transplant to the DC area, and I'm working as an intern among thousands of other interns.
That's my name.
Your name's Joey.
You were really, really taken aback. I find myself audibly laughing on the busy subway as I spend my time between stops listening to the alchemy that is this. But I digress. My suggestion to you is to create a scenario based on the old joke, a blank, and a blank walk into a bar. I'm just curious to see what y'all come up with, and with hope, I will one day find myself in a city where y'all will be performing so I can enjoy my laughter among others. Keep up the excellent work. Joseph, the same name as Joey.
Thank God. Let me get another beer.
Yes, Father, what would you like to drink?
I just another beer.
We have IPAs.
Give me a fucking beer, man. Come on.
Okay, Father.
Don't call me that right now. Just call me
well,
Patrick.
Then just take the collar off because it's I can't. I'm very deeply religious, and with that collar, I want to call you Father. And here's a PBR.
PBR, whatever. Fuck, I said any beer. God damn it.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Do you need somebody to talk to?
That's funny.
It's just that I've talked to you. I don't know
do
if
you want
to
do a confession?
No, I'm asking you if you want to do a confession.
Confession?
I'm so sorry. Confession. Does that sound better?
Yeah, it does sound better.
Quack, quack. Quack, quack.
Look at
quack.
This duck.
Can I get a beer, please?
Sure. What would you like?
I'll have what he's having. Quack.
Okay.
Quack.
There you go. If you want, we can wait for the duck to leave so that we can have privacy. I'm not asking you to share your problems with the whole bar.
I don't want to. I never offered to do that.
You know what the problem with women is?
I sure do, yeah. But why don't you tell me what you think?
They don't get us. Am I right? They don't get us.
I'm celibate, man. I'm celibate.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yikes. Sorry, that was a tight one. Why the long face, my friend?
Fuck you.
Oh, I'm so
fuck
sorry.
Fuck you, man.
I'm sorry.
I get that every place I walk into.
I'm sorry. What can I get you to drink?
Give me a Schlitz and some oats.
Okay.
Luca, I'm so sorry to do this, but we're going to have to shut your bar down.
What?
Well, there's animals shitting and pissing all over the place, and that's just a health hazard. We can't have that in this city.
It's a bar. What's the difference?
The other day, I was a secret shopper. I was in that corner booth. Mm-hmm.
I remember you.
Well, I guess I wasn't a secret shopper then.
I didn't know you were a secret shopper. I just remember you being there.
Look, I was at your bar, and a priest, a duck, and a horse walked into your bar. And do you know what happened next?
I mean, I was there.
You see,
but
the problem is that they say they understand quack, quack, but they don't.
No, not at all. You were right. You were right, my friend.
Right, Father?
I mean, look, I'm celibate. I'm celibate, so I don't.
You don't talk to women?
I talk to women, but I mean, what you're just discussing here, it just seems to be a personal issue.
So what's your issue?
Well, my issue? What more my issue is?
Quack.
Everyone comes to me looking for their goddamn help, and I'm just another human being. And guess what? Guess what? I don't have all the goddamn answers. I don't have all the answers. Is there a heaven? I don't know. Is there a hell?
Probably. Put that gun down, Father. Put that gun down.
No. Fuck that.
Whoa,
listen. My institution is fucked up, okay?
We know.
Fucked
sure.
up.
Oh, we
I,
know.
I rolled the dice on this thing. I thought it was going to work out for me. I was wrong. It was wrong. People are flawed. People are flawed, but
okay,
people can fix
okay,
it.
Okay.
People can fix it.
Father,
institutions are the problem. Institutions
really
are the goddamn problem. And we got to dismantle everything brick by fucking
Duck.
Brick. And we got to make sure that one by one.
Would you
all
like to have another beer, or should I just get you your bill?
Fuck you.
Oh.
So that, I mean, that was the problem. It was just low stakes humor.
Well, I was
with
just
high stakes characters.
I don't think you understand this. As a bartender, I'm just trying to take everybody's bad day and make it go away.
That's fine. That's fine. But you have to understand, there's feces and urine.
Yeah, there was.
Is.
I mean, it's only, I've cleaned it and it has come back again. Those are regulars.
Regardless, that's like, what would it be if there was another, I mean.
Another goddamn snitch that comes in?
You have to get some music going in the bar too, ever since that 10-inch pianist quit.
Well, listen, it's the thing is sometimes the music gets in the way of the conversation. If they want to go clubbing, they can go clubbing. But our bar is known for good conversations.
I mean, what a draw, a 10-inch pianist? I mean, how many other musicians are that tiny?
Quack, quack, father, this woman's making eyes at you. Just saying.
Great. Okay. Well,
great. I mean, it seems like you're throwing it all away, so.
You know, I could introduce you. She's nice.
I'm sure she's fine. It's the duck and the horse that hate women. I have no problem.
Well, you say that you never, you know.
I'm celibate.
We don't hate women.
That was a whole conversation.
We just don't get it.
That was a whole conversation was about how you were just disenfranchised with the other gender because they rejected you. Because you're not their species, man. Do you understand that? You're not their fucking.
All right. I won't introduce you to her. Yeah, you've made it pretty clear you don't like women. You're.
No, what the fuck? I love people.
You're a priest in a bar. Brandishing a firearm.
And what's wrong with that? I've taken a lot of liberties and I
bang! Quack. Oh my god. Oh my god, it's just a duck. It's fine. Shut up.
Holy shit.
Listen.
Let's eat it.
We're gonna have to. All right, Father?
Let's eat it.
Now we're never gonna talk about this again, and you're gonna eat some Ed.
That whole time I was in that corner booth. Listen. You killed a duck and ate it.
It doesn't matter.
You made a horse eat a duck. A lot of people.
That's a normal thing.
Luke,
they eat
a normal thing.
Luke. I'm sorry. We're going to have to revoke your bar status.
No. You know how hard it is to get a license?
We know. We're the city board. Look, I'm sorry, Luke.
This is wrong.
Eat it. I cooked it perfect.
Get off my back.
I don't know what's wrong. Ed just won't eat any of the oats anymore. I had some beef jerky out there and he ate some of that. I don't know what's happening.
Well, what's wrong with that horse?
I don't know. I think it might be carnivorous now.
Look, well, why don't you ask him? He is a talking horse.
I'm not gonna broach that kind of subject with him. Look, this is I don't know what's going on, but a lot of the ducks, a lot of the bunnies have been missing on the farm. They usually go into his barn, they talk it up, and they seem very comfortable. I've been finding bones and tufts of hair in his stall.
You think that horse has gone carnivorous?
That's what I'm saying.
Look, we got a lot of talking animals on this
Jim,
farm.
I know that, but this one's scaring me. Every time I walk by, he licks his chops. You understand that?
Well, don't walk by him.
I have to use the restroom. You wanted that goddamn outhouse.
He's got a big race this weekend.
Hey, can I borrow an MP3 player?
Yeah, sure. Here you go.
Thank you.
Jim, I'm just nervous. Maybe getting this talking farm was a bad idea.
You gotta get an iPod too, rather than just a generic MP3.
It's the same thing. They all upload.
It's not the same thing.
It is the same thing.
Well, the design is superior on the iPod.
Oh no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not at all.
Oh, horsey gonna eat you. Horsey gonna eat you.
Okay, what the hell?
That's pretty dead on there.
What the hell? The piggy said this. The goddamn piggy said this. What the hell, Jim?
I'm gonna go market. You need anything?
No.
Okay, thanks.
Look, do you think these animals are going to rebel against us?
I don't know, Jim. God damn it, I don't know.
Oh, that'll be $13.50.
$13.50? Yeah. That's a lot of bacon.
No, cash, man.
Yeah, I know. Okay, hold on. I got my fanny pack.
Can you not reach it? Or
I got little hooves. Can you open it for me?
Yeah. Oh, come on, man. You got just like loose condoms in there? What the fuck? I'm not going to dig around.
Get my fuck on.
Come on, man. That's sick. You're such a fucking pig, man.
Get my fuck on. No.
No, man.
Get my fuck on.
No.
Okay, I don't know what this has to do with your case, but.
Well, it's pretty important because the thing is I was set up. That horse is basically dynamic. Demonic?
Dynamic.
Dynamic.
You know, it's...
Dynamic.
I'm just saying that it was a little out of my control. I think that it was him that made me
kill
him.
Like, we're shutting down your bar,
don't
okay?
Don't do it. A lot of people love this place.
Is she coming to me for a dynamic possession?
Yeah. What's happening? This is the right place?
Father Patrick, yes.
Okay, so could you please possess me dynamically?
What?
Could you?
Possess you.
Yes.
You want me a priest?
I want the powers that come along with being a dynamic.
So you want a dynamic spirit to come into you?
Well, if I could get the powers without that, sure. But I think that...
I'm a priest.
Yeah?
I expel dynamic possessions.
You have... Yeah, but...
Are you about to throw up?
I'm not going to throw up.
Okay, I thought you were about to throw up. I expel those spirits.
Sure. Obviously, if you can do that, then the opposite would be just as easy. No. So... Do I just bend over? What do I do?
Yeah, bend over.
Okay.
Okay, how do you feel?
I feel awkward. I feel like I should have just let you tell me what to do.
What else do you want to do?
I just want the powers. I just want powers because they're trying to take
How bad do you want those powers? Ooh, I'm opening the closet. What am I finding?
You know what? Actually, I'll just... let's just stand back up really quick.
Okay, we'll stand back up and close the closet.
Okay. Listen...
So how'd you get in here again, Father?
I was malpractice. It was malpractice.
Malpractice for a priest?
Yeah. It was an adult, I'll say that.
All right.
I hooked up with a guy, an adult guy, consensually, and then it kind of blew up in my face.
Well, we're busting out of here if you're in.
Yeah, I am totally, I really like this. I'm totally used to patterns and rhythms of life, you know? So I like this. I don't like to...
You like being here in prison?
I like being here in prison. I like being here in prison. I don't believe in an afterlife, kind of resigned those kind of beliefs, so...
Noticed you and Epstein have been talking a lot in the prison yard.
Yeah, he's a really fucked up guy. He's a really scary fucked up guy.
Sorry, Father, is this your almanac?
That is mine, yeah. What is up, my man?
I just wanted to thumb through and look for some world facts and stuff.
Yeah, actually, you know, I got it from that guy over there. So do not say that I snagged it. But Epstein wanted to kind of go through. I don't know why I'm hanging out with him. I got to be honest.
Hey, man, it's me, Jeff. Look at me. There you go. I've been thinking a lot, man. You and I are a lot alike. You know, we both go... We both follow a certain God.
Should we be going back to our cells? Or?
Hey, look at me.
Yeah.
Tonight's going to be a big night for me.
That's great.
Tonight's going to be a big... You used to be a priest, right?
Yeah, I used to be a priest.
So I can confess to you, right?
Well, I'm not anymore. So it's kind of just you talk to another person. I don't have any superpowers anymore. So.
Hey, do you like me?
Huh?
Are we friends? I feel like you get me. Whatever happens to me tonight... Just know I told you so.
Okay. I just
wait. One last thing. Here's a Jell-O cup.
That's
for you, man.
Okay.
I give gifts to my friends.
That's cool. Looks like there's a syringe piercing on the top of it. You know what? I'm gonna give this back. I'll hold it. Okay.
I hope you find peace.
Okay. Okay.
Hope you find peace. Okay.
Holy shit. Hey, guys. Guys,
what's up?
What? I was just in Epstein's cell, and first off, creepy vibes. I'd done a lot of dynamic possessions and like all that stuff, and this guy is creepy. All right, and I don't know I'm not his friend. I don't know who's spreading those rumors. All right, like I'm just not his friend. Okay, but he gave me this Jell-O cup, and I don't know if you guys want to eat it or some of that, but...
I'm not going to eat that.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither. Anyway, what are y'all doing? I just got to get a palate cleanser. So, what is up?
Oh. I think I'm in the wrong place.
You're a horse.
Yeah, I went on a tear. I ate a lot of people, animals and people.
Holy shit.
Then I fuck this pig who's getting his fuck on.
What?
And then all I know is these agents grabbed me up and I'm here.
They didn't shoot you?
No.
It's wild.
What'd you do again?
I ate a bunch of...
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. You're going to fit right in.
Allegedly.
Thanks for coming to this open mic, everybody. So I'm just going to work on some jokes I have here. All right, so...
Fuck you!
Yeah, that's fair. So a priest, a duck, and a horse walk into a bar, okay? The priest is like...
Unlikely!
It's like, well, I mean, it just suspend disbelief. And, you know, the priest is like shitty, you know what I mean? We don't know exactly why.
You tell us,
you son of a bitch!
And the duck is got, you know, he's got problems with women, but it's like... Well, he's a duck. You know what I mean?
And then shouldn't there be a rabbi?
Well, this is an open mic, so I will write that down.
Maybe the bartender's Jewish.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, okay. Can I say Jewish stuff if I'm not Jewish?
What?
Okay, this is going well. Cool, I got the light. Thank you for helping me workshop this piece.
All right, hey, let's give it up for Hector, huh? I did a good job.
Thank you.
All right.
Can I have some more time?
Next up...
I was thinking,
get off, man. You had your time.
Yeah, okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here. I have my talking dog here, and my talking dog will now perform for you. What's on top of the house?
Roof.
What goes on a tree?
Roof.
Bark.
What?
What the fuck is this?
What is this?
Who was the greatest baseball player of all time?
What? Mickey Mantle, you piece of shit.
Mickey Mantle is a murderer. Mickey Mantle killed McCluskey's
what?
Dad.
What? Who is this guy? Get him off stage.
Get him off of here, man.
You idiot.
I'm sorry.
Hey, guys, I don't know what the fuck that was, but good luck coming to my open mic ever again. You're banned.
Look, he's a talking dog.
I'm sorry. Give us another chance.
Can I go up?
Yeah, look, I got to keep this running. Pig, you're up.
Hey, men and women are different.
Yeah!
That's true!
Men be like, it's my remote control.
Yeah, it's true!
Man, he's leaving a trail of condoms.
Women be like, well, shopping.
I get that.
What else is going on?
You can't turn that book. Somebody help him turn his joke book.
Oh, he's running all the way home.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Here's scene three. Hi, Alchemists. My scene suggestion. A group of Saturday night teens make some prank phone calls. Please keep doing what you're doing. You bring a lot of laughter to my life and many, many others. All the best, Charlie from Minneapolis. P.S. James, please sign my fleshlight.
Okay, well, first of all, I don't offer that service anymore. Please stop sending them to my house. I keep them for myself afterwards.
Oh, God.
They're not dirty-ish.
They're used.
Are you? I'm not sure. Don't send them to me anymore. Send them. Send them.
Who's on the phone? Who is this? Answer me, you sons of bitches.
It's your dad.
My dad was dead 40 years ago.
Oh, that was great. That was a good one,
so
man.
Good,
that
was man.
So good.
So good.
You burned him, man.
Kids, do you want anything? Any snacks?
Yeah.
All right, I'll bring him down.
Oh, my God. It was so good. You know what we should do?
What?
We should call the government.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this would be great.
Prank call the government.
Hello, government.
You do it. Okay. Hey, what's going on with the impeachment hearings?
Glad you asked. There's a lot of ups and downs right now. Can't really figure out what...
Does the pizza taste good?
We got him so good.
So good.
Rick, who's on the phone?
Just some more people asking about the impeachment.
That's not their business. That's classified.
Well, they knew the direct line, so I assumed...
They knew the direct line?
Anybody who has this number can...
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
We should go out there.
What is going on?
Some people are getting the classified information, and they're calling direct. I think that's...
Classified information about what?
About impeachment hearings.
The public hearings?
Well...
Those are classified. We can't let anyone know.
We can't let anyone know.
Look, we tell the public what we hear, and they hear that, but that's classified information.
Yeah.
Now, we got to do everything we can to clamp this up, because this is classified.
I say we go out in the truck.
The truck it is.
Take the truck out there.
That's big business if we take the truck.
Yeah.
So before we do that, let's just all let's go around and just say how our day was.
Well, Linda told me that she's wants to bring a third person into the bedroom, and she says it's
to watch or like make sure everything's safe, or what do you mean?
To join in on our sex, but she's saying it's
join in. What do you mean? Like move legs?
A threesome. I think he's talking about a threesome. A menage a trois.
Hmm.
But it doesn't feel like it's for me. It feels like it's more for her.
Is it another person?
Yeah. Yeah, another person.
So okay. Anyway,
that's what's on
what
my
kind plate. Of genitals does that person have?
Ring, ring.
No, hold on. Hello?
Hello. I'm having trouble watching the impeachment hearings.
Those
this
are classified.
This is Marvin McHugh.
Marvin?
Yes.
Listen,
it's
those,
me again. This is the government, right?
Those are classified. You should not be turning them on. Do not turn on the radio and do not turn on television to watch.
I think
those.
I have Suspan on.
Suspan should not be playing this. This is just turn it off. Turn
They're
the whole
playing
TV
reruns
on.
Right now.
Oh, jeez.
They're playing the Watergate hearings.
They're playing the Watergate hearings?
Yep.
Well, those are unclassified, so you can continue watching that.
Okay,
anything
it's
that
good
is,
stuff.
Okay, good for you.
And Mr. Nixon did
funnel money from the Republican National Committee to his own reelection campaign. So that's what happened.
I want to thank you very much for being a great American.
Thank you.
And for testifying today.
Thank you.
And now I turn it over to my esteemed colleague from across the aisle.
Hey. sounds good to me.
Did you just wake up?
Sounds good to me. So I guess America won tonight. America wins forever.
This is your time, Senator.
And we are out. That felt good, everybody. Really good work, everybody.
Why are you asking me to leave?
That felt good. Okay, that felt good, huh? What do you say?
Kids, here's some hot dogs wrapped up in bagel bites.
Why did you combine two foods, Mom?
I wanted to do something exciting for Saturday night.
Sarah.
Honey, I'll be upstairs in a second.
Sarah, what the hell is this? Bagel bites and hot dogs?
It's little tiny hot dogs.
You're poisoning the kids, sir. No. We talked about this. Healthy food. Healthy diet.
Bagels are healthy. Hot dogs are naughty. And they're, what?
You know
bring,
what?
Bring.
Wow. Hello?
Hey, this is the government you called earlier.
Yeah. How's that peach days?
hang up.
Listen, can I hang out with you guys today? I'm going through some issues over here at the government. And you know this number, so I imagine you are up there.
Do you like bagel bites, hot dogs wrapped in bagel bites?
What is going on?
It's two different foods.
I know. It's just that's what we have.
What is happening?
Yeah, it'll do. I have your address here. All right. 1256 Clancy Avenue. I'll be there in a little bit. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Sarah, look, I got to take some time away from us, okay?
Come on, please. These are just basically sausage pigs in a blanket. It's like...
I get it, but that's a croissant cover. Yeah. Look.
Please, don't leave me with these kids. They're going to tear
Sarah,
me up.
I care about you, and I love you as a friend, number one. I always love you as a friend.
But we're married.
I know.
You're the father of...
And I think being friends with who you're married with is a really big deal.
Yeah, it is. It is. Look, I'll bring these carrots downstairs. Here, these are fresh, already peeled, cut carrots.
I love what you're doing. I love the effort you're putting in now, but I got to take some time for me. And that time might be a couple decades.
What?
All right, that time also might be a new family.
20 years? A new family?
Yeah. So I love you as a friend. You're a good friend to me.
Hold on. What if I said that we could have that new family with our family and we'd all be a bigger, happier family?
Sarah, I wish that was the case, but I'm sorry.
Mom, why are you sobbing?
I'm not sobbing. I've got a bad cold and
it's okay. Dad kind of sucks. We all know it.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm the cool mom?
Yeah, you're cool. You invent new foods that we don't need.
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah, your dad left.
This is the best house to visit.
Yeah.
Well, you're pretty much part of the family, okay?
Thank you.
But Mom, you'll meet somebody else. I mean, the government's coming soon, so...
The what?
Yeah, government's coming over.
What?
Sorry, I should have checked with you first, but you were in the middle of getting broken up with...
No, you can't have the government here.
Hey, Judge, sorry to call you so late.
Yeah, that's all right.
I was wondering if maybe you could sign a warrant for me.
Sure, whatever you want.
Warrant for friendship.
I don't need to know what it is.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks so much. So how do we do this? You like...
Look, I just got a standard warrant form.
Okay.
I'll leave it. I'll put my signature and I'll just leave it blank. You can fill in the appropriate details.
You are the best.
You're the
best.
Thanks
so much.
Hey, Judge, what are we doing tonight?
You know, whatever you want.
whatever I want, huh?
Yeah.
How about you bend over?
Okay.
All right.
Judge, my sentence is whatever I want?
Sure.
Okay, I want to
go. I mean, make it realistic.
Okay, freeway trash pickup for 6 months?
Sold.
Sweet.
Nice.
I killed four guys.
Hello?
Open up.
Hi, hello? Ma'am.
My name's Jim. I'm with the government.
My kids told me you were coming.
Here's my warrant.
Oh,
I can enter the premises. Now, friendship? Where are these kids?
Friendship? Well, they're in the basement.
You're beautiful.
You're not going to... What?
You are beautiful. No, I'm a government man, so I can only tell the truth.
What?
I have to say the truth.
You have to say the truth? You don't just have to say nice things?
Oh, no. No. As a matter of fact, a lot of my job is saying bad things.
All right, the boys are in the basement, and you know what? I'm going to cook up a healthy snack, like carrots and celery.
No, thanks. Do you have anything odd and shouldn't go together?
What if I said that I could make a taco croissant? It's like a taco, but instead of a shell, it's a croissant.
You just got more beautiful.
Oh, my God. Go downstairs.
Hey, fellas.
Hey. How's it going?
Good. Hey. Wow, you're a little foaming at the mouth, little dirty fucker.
We're making so many calls. We're about to call Domino's. You want to call?
Oh, wow. That sounds like a lot of fun. You know, I need this right now. I need this. All right, yeah. Okay.
Domino's Russell Road.
Hey, can I get two medium pizzas, pepperoni? I'll give you my card.
Okay.
This is going great, guys. This is going great.
Prank him.
Okay, so my number...
And this is on Clancy?
Yeah, Clancy.
Great. Yes.
Okay, and so my number is 424-622-1962. Expiration date, 11/21.
Okay, that's not enough digits to be a credit card.
Got him. Got him. Wow, I feel alive. So I feel so alive. Hey,
Clayton, we're going to have to let you go from Demos.
What?
That's how many calls are people calling in to fuck with you, huh?
Look, I'm getting cranked.
Clayton, I'm sorry. This is hurting Demos.
Look... I'm sorry that we're making the pizzas before the sale is complete, but you know my staff loves to make pizza.
Clayton, I don't want to do this, but you got to go. You're under arrest.
I'm under arrest?
You're under arrest.
Shouldn't this at least go before the county board?
I'm sorry. Clayton, I don't make the rules. You're under arrest. You're going to jail a long time.
Clayton, bad news. The really lackadaisical, easygoing judge is off tonight.
Oh, no.
This guy's real tough.
Shit.
Real tough.
What do we have here?
Oh, God, he's a Nazi.
What is this?
Hey, guys, can we make one more call?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Can you call my wife, Linda?
Linda!
Very, very funny. Wow.
Sure, I mean, we don't know her number. Do you want us to just start randomly dialing until we get her?
No, I can just give it to you. And,
okay, take some of the fun out of it.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe... test the waters with her, see how she's feeling about her relationship with me.
You're sad.
Yeah, bud. Come here. Give me a hug. You smell good.
All right.
Prescott resident, Chet speaking. Hello.
Say something. Prank him.
This is Chet speaking.
Hello, Chet.
Who is it? Who's on the phone?
I don't know, babe. I'll be right back.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
Chet. This is Jim with the government. Linda's husband.
Oh, I was just making love to your wife.
Is your refrigerator running?
Oh, man. Classic.
Well, it's actually your refrigerator.
I can't do this.
And I've stocked it full of Trader Joe's.
Can't do this.
Prank it. What?
Croissant's coming down.
What do I do? What do I say?
Prank it. Oh, hey, guys, why are you so sad?
I'm going to fucking murder you. Whoa. I got him.
Whoa, that's a lie.
I got him.
Now, what's up? Who are you on the phone with?
I'll take some of those.
His wife.
His
wife's lover.
What?
Oh, these are good.
These are delicious.
You give me that phone.
What?
Star 69.
Prescott residence. Chet speaking.
Yeah. Well, this. Who's Chet? Chet, are you Linda?
This is Chet. I'm making love to Linda currently.
Oh, I guess I'm confused. I thought that you were.
You want to join us?
Me? Really? Oh, I was under the impression that you were the wife of. You know what?
We ordered Domino's.
Domino's? I love Domino's. Listen.
They'll be here in 30 minutes.
Let me take this call upstairs. Hold on one second.
Where are you going?
I just got to go upstairs to finish this phone call.
That's a corded phone. We can't write that.
I'm just going to, when I shout down to hang up the phone, you guys hang up the phone. I'm going to use my upstairs phone, okay?
Okay.
You better get here soon.
I'll be upstairs. Okay, hold on one. Don't hang up the phone.
Honey, I am Hortney.
This is a wild night.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this doesn't get this crazy to the government. This is crazier than anything happens to the government.
Yeah.
Hang up the phone!
Yeah, we're hanging it up, Mom. Don't hang it up.
Click.
Okay, so I might not be able to come over, but I can have phone sex right now.
All right. You get me started.
Okay. Oh, God, hang it up.
No, listen. Please. Listen to your mom.
No.
This is good for you.
All right, I'm going to put the phone on my genitals.
Wow, she's really racy.
I want you to make loud noises so the vibrations, you know, do the thing, Chet.
Wow.
That's so weird. She was supposed to get him going. Then it turned
out. All right, did that work for you?
Yeah, that worked.
Okay, I'm going to do it for you now, okay?
Right. Hey, you guys think my wife misses me?
Oh, I don't know. She's having sex with another guy, and his mom is involved in this three-way phone sex thing, and I think you should move on. Or be celibate for a little bit. I mean, that's what's hurting. You can't hurt. You can't hurt.
Or like, I need a dad now. Maybe you can raise me.
No.
Okay, never mind.
What did the president know, and when did he know it?
The president knew everything, and he knew it from the very beginning.
Oh, this is hot stuff. Well, this is good.
I am a nonpartisan government employee. I am a 5-star accountant, and I have been working for every president since 1942.
All right. Well, then I'd like to cross-question. What makes you feel like you're so important?
Subjectively?
Call the government again.
Hello?
Hello, this is Marvin.
Marvin, you've got to stop calling here. This is the government. We got important things going on.
I'm watching Suspan, and there's some good Watergate stuff happening now.
Listen, when you say Suspan, it is like nails on a chalkboard. It is C-SPAN.
What?
You're saying it wrong.
Maybe they're saying it wrong.
No, you're saying it wrong. Marvin, you're wasting our time. This is government.
Rick, when are you going to put out some new episodes?
New episodes?
Yeah.
The new stuff's classified.
Well, I want to see it.
We'll wait 70 years.
Oh,
my turn to question. Okay. Did he
just wake up?
What is...
Is it his turn? I mean, you were in the middle of questioning.
Your favorite baseball team.
What is your favorite baseball team?
Yeah, I'm leading them.
Probably.
You're under oath. May I remind you are under oath.
I yield the remainder of my time to the senator.
Thank you.
Baltimore or Orioles?
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. I yield the remainder of my time to all the American, to the pig. To the pig, actually.
I'm just a simple senator from Kentucky.
The chair recognizes the pig from Kentucky.
Thank you. I'm wondering, one, when did the president burn the tapes? And two, does he get his fuck on?
That's good. That's good.
Do I have to answer that?
Yeah, yes, you do.
When do I get my fuck on? That was the second question.
When does he get his fuck on?
Oh,
sidebar. When do you get your fuck on?
I get my fuck on every birthday and holiday with my wife. And the president burned the tapes immediately after the indictment was made.
Thank you. I think that sheds some light on things. If anybody needs condoms, I got them here in my booth.
Thank you.
Well, hey, it's been nice hanging out with your boys or your child and his friend. The snacks were delicious. Mm-hmm.
Could you give me a ride home?
Hey, Mrs. Schmermer.
Yeah?
What? Have a good day.
That's funny.
What's he referencing?
By the way, I think you climaxed so hard that you forgot you're in your own home. You are home.
No, I want to go to your home.
Oh.
Chet's waiting for me and so is Linda. I need you to watch the kid.
My child? Your child?
Yours now.
Yeah, I'll give you a ride.
Thanks.
Hey, Squirt.
Hey.
You're coming with me.
What?
You're coming with us.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I bring these Totino's pizza rolls?
Hell yeah.
And that's our show. For real this time. Let's go ahead and thank our alchemists and see what they're up to. Chris Alvarado.
Hey, I'm up to so much stuff, guys. I love to improvise. I do improv comedy everywhere. My name is @ChrisAlvarado on Instagram.
Sweet. Joey Greer.
@JebbyGreber on the tweets and on Instagram. Check out Good Night, my sketch comedy album on Amazon, iTunes, all that shit. Spotify is free. Bear Supply every second and fourth Wednesday, 9 o'clock at the West Side Comedy Theater. Pretty, pretty pony.
Yeah, first Thursday.
First Thursday at West Side Comedy Theater.
Yeah, Craig Kukowski.
@Kukowski on Twitter. Also follow @OrangeTuxImprov for improv shows with my wife, Carla.
Sweet.
James Heaney.
I just love it when you guys
follow me on the ratings and the reviews, and a lot of them are 5-star great reviews, but I'd like to take attention to one by Mr. Colt 45. I listen to 70 different podcasts.
Wait, a beer wrote a review?
That's what his name is on Apple Podcasts, from Canada. I listen to 70 podcasts a week. This is the first each Tuesday and Thursday that I make sure I've downloaded before I work in the morning. Absolutely gets me going first thing in the morning. By far and without a doubt, the funniest podcast I've found. 4 out of 5 stars. What the fuck do we have to do? Wow. What the fuck do we have to do, Mr. Colt 45?
Colt 45, come on. He's probably drunk when he did that.
You know what? It's possible that it's an accident, and I just wanted to bring it up.
Maybe
in
Canada, 5 stars is actually 4 stars.
Yeah, it's a different new model.
I like it. It gives us something to work toward.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, funniest, like what?
It's a drama person. You know, they like the heavier stuff.
I keep coming back and seeing if it's changed, and it doesn't.
I don't think they're going to change.
Maybe now they will.
Maybe now. You hear that, Colt 45? Get to it. Take a star away. James,
don't do that. Don't take stars away. I mean, come on, give us the stars. If we're the funniest around, give us 5 fucking stars.
Whoa.
Okay.
Don't make me come to Canada.
Ooh. Oh, no.
You know where he can see this and said all this?
What?
San Francisco. Because we're going to be at Sketchfest.
That's right.
Get tickets for that.
That's right. Sunday, January 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the Gateway Theater. Go to sssketchfest.com. Come see Alchemy This live.
I dare you, Colt 45. I dare you to come.
I dare you to do it. That's it for our show today. Let's thank our engineer, Doug Bame. Our post sound design artist, Rafael Brito. We encourage all of you to write a review, tell everyone you've ever met, and write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Until next time,
Alchemy This!
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming! And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids?
let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a one-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.